Castlegar City Council has given a green light to the Kootenay Rockies Disc Golf Society, KRDGS, to develop an 18-hole disc golf course at Kinnaird Park. KRDGS is a non-profit society established in 2014 for the purpose of building and promoting disc golf across the region. The organization has previous experience with course building and maintenance. It built and maintains the Thin Air Disc Golf Course in Rossland and contributed to the design of the Marsh Creek and Oasis courses and worked on a number of other courses. They are also currently in the process of designing a course for the Blackjack Ski Area. KRDGS also organizes the annual Huckfest tournament in Rossland, attracting players from across BC and Alberta. The group first approached council in 2024 to request space to build a course. After consideration, council chose Kinnaird Park as the preferred location. Even though the course will be built on city land, KRDGS's plan calls for it to be paid for exclusively with grants and fundraising. Operating and maintenance costs would also be covered by the society. The society appeared before council on September 15 to present the results from an open house, town hall meeting held last month regarding plans for the new course. About 50 people, including several city councillors and a regional district director, attended the well-publicized event. The presenters stated a majority of attendees were in favor of the project, but there were concerns expressed by several people who were not in favor of the changes to the park. "I think you guys have thought it through quite well, and I think by and large that evening was quite successful," said Councillor Darcy Bell. "There was a lot more support shown than opposition shown." In response to some of the concerns, KRDGS is planning a few adaptations to their original design and even offered to scale back to a 9-hole course. But city councillors encouraged the full development of the 18 holes, mostly due to the greater economic and tourism draw associated with full courses. "I think there is a lot of space up there," said Mayor Maria McFadden. "I have done a lot of research into how these courses are integrated into community spaces, and I actually think they are done really, really well. I think it is a benefit for the community and the disc golfers. I have found with a lot of research and conversations that disc golfers are quite respectful of other people using the trails." She also emphasized there are other options and spaces at the park and it should be considered a shared resource. "We have a park and soccer fields for the preschool kids to use and for other community members to use. Those trails are not the only space that they have complete access to." KRDGS representative Patrick Odette assured, "We plan to build a disc golf course that will have very low impact upon the people that are walking, riding their bike, walking their dog, those who use that part of the park." The group confirmed that the holes will not cross any of the existing major trail networks in the forested area of the park. Another concern was the potential destruction of huckleberry patches in the area. The group said they will alter their course design to preserve as many huckleberries as possible. They will also use seasonal signage to caution players during peak berry season. In response to concerns from a local daycare that regularly utilizes the forest area of the park, the design will attempt to maximize the use of the forested area for all park users. Course map signage and safety warnings to watch for other forest occupants will be included in the design. The creation of the course will also provide the side benefit of wildfire mitigation as ground debris and dead and dangerous trees are removed. There are still a number of steps that must take place before final approval is given to the project, including things like a species at risk assessment and ensuring all plans comply with city regulations. City staff will be working through the next steps with the proponents in the coming months before a completed design and operations plan is brought before City Council for final approval. It is still possible that the course may be built in stages contingent on finances and the need to remove a number of dead and dangerous trees from the area. KRDGS has already secured some grants, but is waiting results on several other grant applications.